where I am strong in your presence. So Lord my God, it is in your presence that's where I belong, seeking your face, touching your grace in the crevice of the rock. Oh, let's see your presence, oh God, in your presence, in your presence, that's where I am strong. Let's see your, in your presence, oh Lord my God, it is in your presence, that's where I belong, seeking your face, touching your grace, in the cleft of the rock, in your presence, O God. Lord, I want to go where the rivers cannot overflow me, where my feet are on the ground. Oh, Lord, I want to hide where the blazing fire cannot burn me. That is in your presence, oh God. Oh, that is in his presence. That's where I am. It is in your presence, so Lord my God, it is in your presence, that's where I belong. We want to be seeking your face, want to be touching your grace, in the cleft of the rock. Oh, it is in his presence we want to hide. I want to hide where the flood of evil cannot touch. Oh, where I'm covered by the blood. Lord, I want to be where the schemes of darkness cannot touch. That is in your presence, oh God. Oh, it is in your presence. That's where I am strong. It is in your meaning. Oh, Lord, my God, it is in your presence. That's where I belong. We want to be seeking your faith. We want to be touching your grace in the cleft of the rock. Oh, it is in your presence, oh God. We invite our precious brother Wilmore to please open with a word of prayer.
We want to thank you for keeping us safe throughout this whole week, Lord, and finding us grace, Lord, to bring us into your house, that we could sing these good old blessed songs. Lord, may we sing them tonight, Lord, to express what is in our hearts, this thankfulness that we have, Lord, that you have kept us safe, you have brought us here, Lord, You have fed us. You have done so many things for us, Father. Lord, bless us, Father, during this song worship. Help us, Father, O God, to enter into your presence even as we sing that song, Lord. Father, that you may speak your word once more tonight, Lord, unto our souls and raise us up higher, Lord, to heights, Lord, that we have never reached, Father. That, Lord, it may be well with our souls as we would leave this place. Bless our brethren that are not here with us. We commit them into your hands. We pray, Father, you be with them. Lord, even those joining online, we commit them into your hands. Let the same atmosphere that we will build here, Lord, be with them there, Lord, that your presence may be felt and the souls of thy people. Bless, Lord, Father, our brother, leading us in song, Lord. Use him tonight, Father, O God, and bring us into that presence where when your word is preached, Lord, Father, it would become a reality unto us. We commit this word, this service into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have Brother Greg to give us a testimony later on. We'll sing Old Time Power, please. They were in an upper chamber, and they're all in one accord. Oh, they're the Holy Ghost in the center, I trust from his bound. Lord, send your power. Holy Ghost power, oh Lord, send your power, oh Lord, send your power just and baptize everyone. Yes, this power, yes, this power from heaven deeps. It is ended with a sound of rushing tongues of fire. Fire came down upon them as the Lord said, he send your power. Oh Lord, send your power just now. Oh Lord, send your power. Oh Lord, send your power just now and baptize everyone. Yes, this whole time power was given to our fathers who were. Oh, this is promised to be to believers, and we all may have it. Send your power, Jesus. Oh, Lord, send your power. Oh, Lord, send your power. Just now and baptize everyone. Send your power, oh Lord, send your sin. Oh Lord, send your power, oh Lord, send your power just now. And baptize everyone. Lord, fill our way every day we love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go all the while with a song and the song. Lord, fill my way every day with love. Let me walk, bless the Lord in that way. leading straight to the land above, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone, fill our way every day. Hallelujah, way every day we love as I walk with the heavenly dove. Let me go all the while with the song and the smile, fill my way every day with love. Keep me close to the side of my Savior and guide. Let me never in darkness rule. Keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill our way every day with hallelujah, way every day with your love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Soon the race will be over and we'll travel no more, but abide in my home above. Let me sing the blessed King all the way to that show, but fill our way every day with hallelujah. Fill my way every day with your love as I walk with the heavenly dove. Let me go all the while with a song and a smile, but fill my way every day with love.
Just want to just say a quick something that. Something to encourage, especially Friday prayer meetings, because we all know that God answered prayers, but to be honest, God took me by surprise a little bit. So I request a prayer for you saints, for my brother-in-law. He's struggling addiction, my wife's brother, and I came back to home maybe a few days ago, and my wife said to him, tell him, like to tell me something. And I try to, you know, he's the guy who keep things to himself. So to take something out of him, it's just a miracle. So he was just staying, he was smiling and things like that. I said, like, no, tell me what's going on. So I sit down and he says, he don't know much about it because he's just know very little about God, if any. But he said, the man spoke to me. I said, what you mean a man spoke to me? He said, the man spoke to me and he said, people praying for you. And I said, okay, keep going. And he said, the voice told me, you can do this. And I said, that was my window to testify to him. And I told him what I knew. And I told him those things are, they are real and they're working. And I told him a little bit of my story. Why you think I am how I am and I am not what I used to was. So I told him bits and stuff. So he kind of staying with us at the moment. And then I see in the room that he's staying, I didn't want to say anything, but I see a Bible beside his bed. I don't even know if that boy know how to read. That's another thing. But the Bible was there. But the reason I feel it in my heart to just testify to, because, you know, maybe some of us praying for things, especially on the Friday meetings, that doesn't seem to be coming true and stuff. But for me, it was a miracle that God did interest on somebody. I call him a Ninevite. So if God is interested on the Ninevite, how much more of his children? And I was having in my heart, especially when we pray for the church. So I just want to encourage us all to just never stop praying. And I will encourage others as well, those ones maybe online who maybe never have a maybe chance to come on Friday, I will encourage everybody to come on Friday prayer meeting, because those prayers, they are, guys, I just want to say, for this boy to say what he said, for me, it's absolutely a miracle. So if God is interest on him, surely his interest on our new church building, our papers, our sickness, whatever it is. Just saying, let's keep praying and trust God. Thank you very much for that. God bless you.
Yeah. Thank you, Brother Craig. Before we prepare our hearts for worship, we have the regional life, please. The original light, the original seed, the original word. It's what I believe, the Son of Man, the Son of Man is revealed. The seventh seal is unveiled, the original light. The original sin, God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last stage. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Let us praise the Lord for the original love, the original, the original love, the original seed, the original word. It's what I believe, the Son of Man, the seventh seal is on the original, the original seed. We are the Word made flesh today, and this is what the Scripture says. And our names are seen within, redeemed, perfect, I've seen. Yes, we are the anointed and inspired by the original light, the original, the original light, the original seed, the original word. It's what I believe. Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original love, the original seed. Our eyes are eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last, and sweet victory is ours. We were chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. It's the original life,
the original life,
the original life,
the original life,
the original seed, the original word. Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original light, the original seed. We are called unto adoption, full authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentile days will soon be over. We sing glory, hallelujah, to our God,
to our God.
His original life,
the original life,
the original life,
the original life,
the original seed,
the original Son of Man is revealed. The seventh seal is unveiled. The original light, the original seed.
God bless you, saints. Thank you so much, Brother Jess. Thank you, Brother Vlad. God bless, saints. Welcome to the prayer meeting this evening. It's good to come to the prayer meeting. May the Lord help us. Thank you for the testimony there, Brother Greg. That's good. Let's keep on praying for the man, that the Lord might complete the work that he has begun. We've got some prayer requests straight away. We'll get to them. Brother Jose, Sister Noella, not feeling well. So let's pray for them. Sister Julie's at work. Want to pray for her. And then we have some new wedding rings here. Brother Henry, Sister Esther, their 15th anniversary, they decided to get new wedding rings. So they asked for their rings to be blessed. So God bless you richly. May the next 15 be even sweeter than the last 15 is our desire. If the Lord will give us that. Let's pray for these rings straight away. Father, it's a blessing, Lord, when you put us together and you keep us together. Lord, you know that you're the only one who can really do that in this age. And you've blessed our brother, you've blessed our sister with 15 years, Lord. Father, they can look back and they can see, Lord. Father, they've been on the mountains, they've been through the valleys, they've been through the good times and the bad. But Father, you've always been there and you've always been faithful. Amen. And Lord, the covenant they made to one another, it's held, Lord. And Father, they gave each other rings those years back. And now, Lord, at this time, they've decided to renew those rings. Lord, may you just help them to renew everything inside of their hearts, Lord, towards one another. And may your rich blessings be upon their home and upon their family. May you answer, Lord Jesus, their deepest desires, Lord, we pray. May you meet their every need. May you, Lord, supply. Lord, according to your riches in glory, we pray. Open every door that needs to be opened, Lord, and just continue to lead and guide them, Lord, closer and closer together. And may you always be the one, Lord, that Father guides and leads them in all that they do. We pray for these rings. We pray that these will be a blessing. That, Lord, as they look back in years to come and they look at these rings, there'll be sweet memories, Lord, of this season and what came from this season. Amen. We ask this for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you for the brother and sister. Let's open Romans chapter 8, saints. Normally, if you say Romans 8, people are thinking of Romans 8, 28. All things work together for good. But you want to go just before that. Romans 8, verse 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen. And he that searches the hearts, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless his word. Let's be seated, saints. If I had to give it a title this evening, we'll just speak a little bit about the spirit of prayer. The spirit of prayer. Because this is really what Paul is showing us here. And we've been speaking about covenants in the last couple of weeks. It's been really just something which I've been looking at, because everything is just unfolded, even the message and everything just comes under this, like a mystery of what is the great covenant we under. And the real reality, if you have to distill it down, is when God makes covenant with man, he has one desire, is he wants to show his glory through man. Now, the partnership that God makes with man, that's a covenant. Now, he didn't make that with the animals, he didn't make that with the angels, he didn't make it with anybody else. But when he made Adam, you know, he made Adam in his own image, God now got into a covenant with Adam. And the whole purpose of that was God wanted his son to express who God was. That God wanted to be expressed through Adam. Now, so Adam was the one who would do the work. He was the branch, but the Lord was the vine. Amen. So that oneness, that union, that communion, that whatever they had between themselves, you know, whatever Adam needed, if he needed wisdom to do what he was called to do, there was the divine wisdom. And it manifests through Adam. If he needed power and authority, he could speak to that mountain. It wasn't him speaking, but it was the Spirit of God speaking through him. Amen. You know, it was so much a partnership. And to me, I think that is a real wonderful and blessed thing to think about. Is what does God want under the new covenant? He doesn't want to be the other side of the veil. He doesn't want to be the Shekinah glory dwelling above the mercy seat, and you can only come thus far. When Christ died and the veil was rent, God was making it clear He doesn't want any other veil. He wants to be veiled in His children. And that's the whole purpose of the new covenant. If you take Jeremiah 31, we looked at the other a little bit. God says, I will be in them. I'll walk in them. I will be their God. They shall be my people. Amen. Now, God didn't want ever to be separate from His children. And that's what the covenant is all about. God wants us to glorify Him. God wants us to do His work. God wants us to express Him. And if we bring that now to prayer, you can't have a better example than in prayer. Because what is true prayer? Paul is telling us. True prayer is when you can get so yielded that it's the Spirit of God interceding through you. Amen. That it's your lips. Now, you might think that you're the one who's praying. You know, there's a desire comes, a burden. You praying, but it's not actually you praying. Because you're praying according to the mind of the Spirit. But the Holy Ghost has quickened you in prayer. Amen. It's actually the intercession of the Spirit, he says in verse 27. He that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints. So, now this intercession of the Holy Ghost, you and I inside of ourselves could never make intercession that would prevail with God. We could never pray anything which could move God. There's nothing in our fallen humanity that could ever move God. But you and I, because of the covenant, are able to be yielded to Him, and God can use us. That it's not you that speaks, but it's God who speaks in you. It's not you who prays, but it's God who prays through you. You know, and in new ministry, when the prophet, and maybe you'll look at it on Sunday, but when the prophet was really, really trying to understand how great, how big is this covenant, when he read the scripture that if you speak to the mountain, if you say to the mountain, the prophet says, I don't understand that. How can a man speak to a mountain and the mountain move? He didn't have a full revelation of how, you know, what the covenant was all about. God wanted it to be that you speak to the mountain, but it's not you speaking to the mountain. It's God speaking through you. Amen. Jesus says, don't worry about what you will say. Amen. It'll be given to you at that hour. It'll be the Spirit of your Father who speaks through you. Amen. You know, so a person can be so yielded. That's what he says here. When the prophet was out in the woods then, he was meditating on that scripture, and he didn't understand because he said, that's not in the atonement. He knew every blessing. What is the atonement? Is the covenant. He knew that every blessing, everything we receive, everything that we are, everything that God promises, everything that God wants to use us to be, has to be through the covenant. Because God's dealings are all through the covenant. So the prophet couldn't see how a man could speak to a mountain and it move. He says, there's nothing good in man. And the Lord was going to show him that, no, you don't understand how integrated, how close this covenant is to you. Yeah, and then the prophet sitting there and how the Lord spoke to him. And he says, the prophet says, how could that apply? Because he didn't understand. He said, look, the covenant wasn't even made yet, the new covenant. The atonement wasn't yet made. Christ hadn't yet died. So maybe he was just giving those apostles power, the other side of the new covenant, as he did the prophets. Because God through the ages had the prophets. Now when Isaiah spoke, and we say the book of Isaiah, God wanted to be called the book of Isaiah because God wants to be in partnership with His children. But it's not actually the book of Isaiah. It's actually the Spirit of God speaking through Isaiah. It's like the Acts of the Apostles. It's not actually the Acts of the Apostles. It's the Acts of the Holy Ghost in the Apostles. But God doesn't mind that. God will call Himself the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, He wants so much to be connected with His children. And friends, if you really catch that in prayer, and we'll see, you know, how much God in prayer wants a partnership with us. That's what Paul realized himself. He said, guys, he says, you don't know how to pray and I don't know how to pray. He says, but if you and I can get in the spirit of prayer, if we can really, really get into the privileges of the covenant, and you know, if we can really realize that we are this branch in this great vine, we're in a covenant with God, that His life is our life and it flows freely, that you know, you'll have your life, yes, but there's another life that flows through you. If you can just get yielded and surrendered, He says, you're going to pray according to the will of God, because it's not going to be you praying anymore, but it's going to be the intercession of the Holy Ghost. But you've got to get in the spirit of prayer for that. So the prophet was really thinking then about the prophets. And he thought how God used them. And then something said to him. He says, how do you see those visions on the platform? You know, you think of God can use somebody's eyes to show heavenly things. Yeah, so the prophet now, when the anointing would come down, because of how this covenant is just so, you know, God is so one with man through this covenant, if you could realize, that God says, you are my eyes. I'm going to use your eyes. Amen. And God takes what's in his mind, and the prophet sees a vision now with his eyes. God is showing his will and his purpose to the prophet. And the Lord says to him, how do you see those visions? Do you think it's your own wisdom that you could predict something and it happens every time to the letter? Do you think it's you speaking? Would you think sometime when the Holy Spirit gets into a message? You know, I really love this example because he brings it down close. Yeah, we don't realize, but the blessings of the covenant, the Holy Ghost, which is the blessing of this covenant, is so much inside of his children, so one with you, that many times you won't even know that it's him. You'll think that it's you. You'll be testifying to somebody. You'll say something. You reveal the very thoughts of the person's heart. And that person will say, how did you know that? But you didn't know it. But it was the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. And if you could just realize, friends, just how much God's desire is to be one with us, to use us in that kind of a way. And it's so simple, but it's so profound when it happens. And that's what the prophet started to look at. And he says, that's true. I see it. It's God that's speaking. And all the church needs is a step closer to him and a more of a consecrated life to live with him. Amen. So the prophet says, on God's side, he's done everything. His willingness is there. His desire is there. He's given us all the resources. He's given us all the promises. You know, he's given us the new birth. He's given us of the Spirit. He says, but all the church needs is a step closer. Because each time you take a step closer, you're going to find God can express himself in the covenant through you more and more. Amen. Now that expression, when the more the vine, the branch can yield to the vine, the richer the fruits are going to be. The more fruits it's going to bring forth. It's going to bring forth his fruit in its season. So, you know, the whole secret to this is in yielding. Now in the message, The Power of Decision, 1955, again, we know these quotes, but listen, the prophet's bringing it back. You know, the prophet has been through so many experiences, but he doesn't really understand just how powerful and how personal the covenant really is. God had been using him in such awesome ways. God had been speaking through him. God had been revealing things through him. God had been using him to do powerful things that no man can do. Yeah, the vine and the branches. And then he gives an example here in this Power of Decision. He says, do you know that there's some things we have to do that God cannot do until we do it? You know, so there's going to be times the Lord really, really wants to do something in the life of a person, but he needs somebody to intercede for that person. He needs someone to pray for that person. And the Lord can say, I want to do my part next, but I need my body to play their part because you are my lips. Yeah, the Lord is saying, in a sense, I'm not going to pray about this. I'm burdened. I'll give you the burden, but I need you to come and pray to me about this. Yeah, so the prophet says, look, we are the branches. He is the vine. Amen. He said, all this comes back to that principle. But the vine can't bear fruit. It's the branches that bear fruit. So the Lord in this relationship, he bound himself and says, I am the vine. I don't bring forth the fruit. You, my body. You will bring forth all the fruit. If someone needs to be testified to, I can prepare their hearts. I can speak to them and I can lead you, but you need to be the one to speak to them. Amen. You know, I'm going to speak through you. That's the covenant. I want you to be part of this thing that I'm doing. I don't want to just do this myself. I want to do this together with my children. And that's what the covenant really is. He says, he furnishes the energy, but we've got to do the job. Amen. And friends, that speaks about prayer as well. You know, we've got to do the job, but friends, there's nothing as difficult as trying to pray when you're not in the Spirit. It's not a pleasant task trying to pray and seek the Lord when you're not in the Spirit of prayer. No, but when you're in the Spirit, prayer is the sweetest thing you can ever do in your life. Prayer just flows, and prayer is, you know, it's just something because the sap that's in the vine now is flowing through the branch. No, the branch is yielded. The branch is abiding. It's in union. And it's just drawing this energy, the divine energy, the burden, the quickening power and all of that. And you're just bringing forth his fruits. You don't even know why. Amen. You don't even know why you're praying for somebody. You don't even know why. But all you've got to do, sons of God, are just got to be led by the Spirit. That's what he's getting to. He says, the Holy Spirit's here tonight. He says, as you see him all night. He knows you, but the only way he speaks is through us. And imagine those lines of discernment. You know, imagine somebody coming there. I think there was the one thing with the prophet in just two sentences told one lady 17 things about herself. Where she, her situation, that she wasn't married, which town she was from, which street, about her doctor with glasses, what disease she had. It was about 17 things, exactly to the point in about two sentences that he told her. That's not man. That's the Spirit of God working through man. And that shows what God desires in the covenant. You know, he wants us really to bring forth the fruits that he's called us to. But we can't do it in ourselves. You know, we just can't. And like I say, prayer is the great, great one that proves that to us. Then he gives an example. He says, I was down here in Zion City. He says, and as is customary, Brother Billy Paul, Brother Baxter, they went down to the service. And about 3 o'clock in the evening, when I'm going to kind of have a service of discernment, I just go in. So the prophet would go from 3 up to whatever 7 o'clock. And he'd yield himself. Because, friends, the key to the covenant is yielding. Amen. It's not pressing. It's not struggling. The key to anything you want to get from the covenant is to yield. And the prophet says, I'd go in. And the prophet, knowing in order for the fruits to be expressed, in order for the Lord to be able to use me, I need to really wait upon him. Amen. And the prophet would pray and yield and lay everything upon the altar, then wait in the word, and then pray some more. So by the time he had come to the discernment line, now, he was so yielded. He was so surrendered to the Lord. So he's already praying. He's already getting yielded. He's already getting surrendered while he's in his motel room. He says, we were several miles from the city, and I was in the motel, and I just couldn't go to church that night. I was so burdened that I couldn't move. Yeah, so here's the vine and the branches. Because in the vine, in the divine himself, he has a burden. He has one of his daughters that needs someone to pray for urgently because she's extremely sick. And if somebody doesn't pray for her, she's not going to go on very much longer in this mortal life. But the Lord's looking and he can see this. Nobody I can find here to come and speak to me about my daughter. No, I need people to come and speak to me about this. So what the Lord does, first of all, because the prophet's yielded, he can now feel the burden. He doesn't know why he's burdened, but he starts feeling this divine burden. So he says, I just couldn't go on. So they came after me, knocked on the door, and Billy Paul was outside drinking a Coke, and he knocked again, and I didn't go. And then finally I went to the door, and he said, Daddy, I was weeping. I couldn't help it. My heart was breaking. So I said, Billy, you go tell Brother Baxter I'm not coming tonight. Just go ahead and preach, sing songs. I'll be there tomorrow night. The prophet says, I can't go like this. I'm so burdened. He said, what's the matter, Daddy? I said, just do as you're told, like a good son. So he turned away and went down there, sat down again and got another Coke. That's a real good son there. And I went down and I knelt down in the chair, by the chair, and I said, oh God, have mercy. What can I do? What have I done? Is there something wrong somewhere? And I heard somebody talking right out the door. It sounded like it was talking like German or something, just chattering away. And I raised up and I thought, where's that person? Who is that? There's nobody here that I know of. Sounded right by my side at the door. I raised up relieved. And I started to cross to the door. And before I got there, I found it was me doing the talking. I had got so yielded. My, imagine the Lord using you to pray to him and you don't even know what you're saying. Yeah, that's what tongues is. Amen. Now the Holy Ghost making intercession because there's an urgent need. And all he needs is someone that's yielded. Amen. Somebody who's in the covenant, a child, somebody who's born again, somebody who's born of the Spirit, some who's subject to be led of the Spirit. Amen. That's all the Holy Ghost was looking for. That he could burden somebody and they could come and really make an intercession and groan without knowing why they were groaning. And then be making an intercession without even knowing what they were saying. Amen. The prophet says, why? I got kind of hunkered down and knelt down and it quit talking. And when it stopped talking, he says, it had been talking in some language. I don't know what it was. But when it left me, I felt I could run through a troop and leap over a wall. I never felt so good in my life. And I went to the door, I looked around, and Billy was just driving away, and I hollered, "Just a minute." He says, "Daddy, what's the matter with you? What are you crying about?" I said, "I'll be ready in a minute." I washed my face real quick, got in the car, went down. He never said nothing. We got down there. Brother Baxter was singing at the piano, "Down from His Glory." I went and I began to minister a little bit. And I heard the testimony back there. There'd been a woman who lived over here near Twin City that had tuberculosis in the lungs. Had been in bed for years, was having hemorrhages. So it was bursting and she'd bleed in the lungs. And the doctors told her about 4 months before that if she ever had another hemorrhage, it would be done. You know, so she was really living on borrowed time. But it wasn't yet her time. Amen. There was a mountain that needed to be spoken to. You know, but nobody really was knew about it, whatever, you'll see. So the ambulance wouldn't take her to bring her. So some of the saints fixed her car up in the back, fixed her a place so she could lay back, and they was going to bring her over. She had read my book. You know, so faith had stirred inside of her. And on the road over, it was getting late in the evening, she was riding along, and the jolting of the car, away went a big gush of blood. And she just started bleeding right out like that, and she got lower and lower. And she didn't want to die in the car. So they stopped the car and laid her out on the grass flat. And all the saints were standing around her praying like that. And all at once, the blood stopped. And she jumped up and ran down the road, running back and forth. She didn't know what had happened. Just perfectly normal. And she came in the back there testifying. And I checked it. And at the very same time the woman was dying, that was the same time that was speaking through me, the Holy Ghost making intercessions for that woman who was dying. Oh, friends, that's quite a thing to think about. Now, I remember Brother Donnie Reagan speaking about it. I might have mentioned once before about, the ratio between the human and the divine. He says, sometimes you'll preach, it'll be 70% Donnie, 30% the Lord. You know, sometimes you'll preach, if you yield it, you get in the Spirit, it'll be maybe 70% the Lord, 30% Donnie. But if you really want to see the glory of God, if you could get it to being 100% the Lord and 0% Donnie, you're going to see something good. And that's exactly the same it is with us in prayer, saints. Now, when we start off in prayer, generally it's about 100% Clayton, 0% the Lord. But as you start yielding and you start worshiping and draw near to the Lord, and you start getting in the spirit of prayer, it starts moving now. Now, maybe it's 30% the Lord and 70% Clayton. Now, here with the prophet, it's 100% the Lord and 0% Brother Brent. He doesn't even know what he's praying. He's just become so yielded that the Holy Ghost can just flow through, can just make pure intercession according to the will of God through him. Friends, and that's what the covenant is trying to get us to. That's where Christ wants to get us to. You know, from wherever we are this evening. Now, he wants to move us along. And that's why prayer should never be something, especially in your closet, that's hurried or rushed. Or something that you just set aside. Look, I've got only got 10 minutes to pray. Well, that's okay. It's better than nothing. But now that yielding and getting in the spirit of prayer, that's something, depending on the condition you're in when you're coming into prayer, amen, there might be quite a little bit of time before that ratio starts to move now. And the Holy Ghost can start getting more of an influence. And you can start feeling the divine burden, not just your own burdens that you came with. Amen. And that instead of just being your mind, being busy with other things, it's his mind, the mind of Christ starts moving in. Until you get to the stage many times at the end that you say, wow, if I could start like this next time, I'd really get somewhere in prayer. And the same is in our prayer meetings as well. Amen. So you can see what the Lord desires us to be in every aspect, whatever your calling is. No, if you're given to evangelism on the street, it can easily be 80% Greg, 20% God. Yeah, and when you and I are there, we get in the way. We hinder things. It's like we are the resistance instead of. But His Spirit wants to find an atmosphere that He can be conducted through, a conducive atmosphere. Yeah, and that's why prayer is such an important thing. Getting in the spirit of prayer by yielding yourselves. Amen. That's always the key, is yielding yourselves. I read what Charles Finney said. He's in his book on revival lectures on the chapter called The Spirit of Prayer. He says, in order to pray, get into the spirit of prayer, he says, effective prayer must be persevering prayer. Amen. He says, you really need to persevere if ever you want to go to pray properly. It's so easy to give up too early. Now you start praying, I don't really feel like praying today. We're not really getting anywhere. No. To get into the spirit of prayer, you need some perseverance. Now you need to break through some barriers. You're going to have to resist some opposition. You're going to have to yield yourself to him and stop yielding yourself to other things. He says, as a general thing, Christians who are backslidden and lost the spirit of prayer will not get at once into the habit of persevering prayer. Now, we all know that. No, you're not going to get in the habit. When you don't have the spirit of prayer, you're not all of a sudden just going to get the spirit of prayer. Mm-hmm. Now, when we were at speaking to the senior youth the other day about the camp and stuff, Brother George said something really interesting there. He said, Saints, let me just tell you something about prayer. He says, when you've lost the spirit of prayer, if you want to really get in the spirit of prayer, he said, don't try to start an hour the first day and get disappointed. He says, what I try to do, he says, if I've really got out of prayer, he says, I'll go and pray maybe 1 minute while I'm at work each hour. You just go to the toilet, you find your secret place, and you can seek the Lord just, you know, even for a minute. Then you go back in an hour, you go and pray again. Maybe tomorrow it's 3 minutes. And every opportunity you get, you're really praying sincerely from your heart. You're seeking the Lord. And you're starting now to get somewhere. Maybe the next day it's 5 minutes. Yeah, maybe the next day you can pray 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes at lunchtime and 15 minutes when you get home. And you've got to keep going like that. Finney says that most Christians come up to prevailing prayer by a protracted process. And then he said it, Brother George, he said it's like exercise, which is example we always give. Now, where we get disappointed many times when you're trying to get yourself in shape, because you go running the first day and you think back to where you used to be in days gone by. I used to be able to do this hill easily. And now you get halfway up the hill and you can't breathe anymore. And it can discourage you. No, no. But if you do a little bit today and you're a little bit more tomorrow, by the time you get to next week or the week after, you're going to be back to where you used to be. And if you just keep up yielding yourself in that way, committing yourself in that kind of a way, you can really get yourself into the spirit of prayer. And you start getting quickened in your prayer. And it doesn't take much for you when you start praying, the Lord is near. No, the Spirit is near. You know, it's like you're sensitive now. You're not just, you know, carnal and you're rough and you're hard. And, you know, nothing's moving at all. You're like that fallow ground that hasn't been plowed up for some time, which has got hard and it's got rocks and roots and all these things. But it's like the field's getting plowed up now. You know, it's all those clods have been broken up. It's like there's an expectancy in the field now. It's just waiting for the rain to come down. That's what you wanted to be inside of your soul when you wanted to get in prayer, and especially the young people. That's how you really learn to pray. Amen. You know, don't try to bite off more than you can chew. You know, just start off just sincerely praying, just yielding yourself to the Lord. Amen. And even a two-minute prayer, a genuine prayer, a heartfelt prayer, God will bless that. And you'll feel the divine blessing inside of your soul. Amen. No, the Lord will reward you because he's a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Amen. Now, I'll finish off before we pray with this one here from COD. Because this question, he illustrates the same thing once again. The question, COD, question 110. Do all Holy Ghost-filled people speak with tongues sooner or later? That's the question. Then he puts it a bit further. Do all Holy Ghost-filled people speak with tongues sooner or later? I find where Paul said he spoke with tongues more than them all. So the prophet is going to really hit a good question here now. And he's going to take these principles. So he says, now, brother, this is a deep question. Now, I'll probably have some answers back on this, he said. He says, what I'm going to say is not going to please everybody here. He says, the Holy Spirit, part of the Holy Spirit is justification. That's where, when you first, God has to call you or you'll never be called. There's nothing you can do inside of yourself. No man comes unto me except my Father draws him first. So the first example he's going to show is think of how you got saved. Think of how you got justified. The Holy Ghost had to come and stir you up, draw near to you. And what did you do? You yielded. Amen. That's all you did. When the Holy Ghost came, when the anointing visited you for you to be saved, All you had to do was yield. And when you yielded to that anointing that came, you believed, you repented, you confessed your sins, you yielded, what happened? You had an experience. And that experience was the experience of justification. The burden of your sin is taken away. You know, you just feel a different person. The birds sing differently. The sky is more blue than it's ever been all your life. No, it's a real experience. Because all you did in God's season, when he drew near to you, you yielded yourself to him. But now you haven't yet gone very far. You're just a new believer, so you're still out there by the brazen altar. You haven't got into the glory yet, but you've started well. When he's visited you, when he speaks to you, you've yielded yourself. Amen. You've said, Lord, you're right, I'm wrong. And whatever it is he's told you to do, repent. You've gone and you've repented. Go and make this right with that. I'm really sorry I was mean to you, whatever. That's all that you've got. You just got to yield. Just trust and obey. Just simple like that. And you find whatever that anointing was sent for, it brings forth its fruits inside of your life. And now you see the fruits of justification inside of your life. Now you're walking as a believer. You come to church, you know that you're a believer. You know that you don't feel like you're a sinner anymore because you've been justified. Amen. So that's all that it took to experience justification. Then he says, on the next page, he says, what is sanctification? He says, it's advanced justification. He says, if you just stay long enough, just keep yielding in your justified state, what happens now? As the Lord is visiting you and the word is quickened to you and you're getting washed by the waters of the word, you experience something now by just yielding to the Lord. And that is, you start to experience inside your life sanctification. The power of the word starts to cleanse you from your bad habits. And because when you're justified, you still might be having a sneaky cigarette out there. You might still be getting on your gambling sites once in a while, though you're a believer, because you're not yet sanctified. So now he comes to visit you in the next way. He wants to take you from there and take you closer now to where he is. So he now sends an anointing, the anointing of sanctification, and you start yielding to that spirit. And the longer you yield and the more time you just spend before the Lord, the quicker that visitation can work inside of your life. Then he starts doing what you couldn't do. He starts taking away the desire of sin. He starts uprooting. So justification cut down the tree of sin, you know, the evil in your life, but the roots were still there. Given enough time, it's going to grow again. So sanctification now comes to deal and uproots those things. And he's dealing with your desire. And as you're giving him an opportunity now, he's working inside of you. And you start to have an experience. Amen. And it's a real experience. You start feeling cleansed inside of your life. Amen. You start experiencing victory over the things you didn't have victory of before. Amen. That spirit of lust that you had. That spirit of whatever, you know. Of the bad things you used to say. The curse words you used to say. You start finding sanctification starts to work inside of your life. Amen. He says sanctification. It's the Holy Ghost. It's just a deeper work of the Holy Ghost inside of you. You're just yielding and giving the Lord more chance so the covenant can work inside of you. You're giving God chance to do his work. He says, and then if you stay long enough in sanctification, let sanctification do its job. What comes next? You have another experience. It comes a season where you just get so thirsty for the Lord that you start to seek him. Lord, my soul is thirsty for you. I want to know you in a more dynamic way. Amen. And you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You receive his power inside of your life. It's an experience. And now you start having power in speech, power in prayer, power to live a holy life, he says. It's an experience. Amen. And you start bringing forth the fruits of that experience. Now, he said all of these things. Don't forget, the question is, do all Holy Ghost-filled people speak in tongues? You see, it's a very good question. So he's trying to say, look, saints, be careful, because the Pentecostals will tell you everything you need is tongues. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he says, and I've seen many people that weren't saved speak in tongues. You know, so you've got to be careful of that. But he's trying to show that the more you yield and the more you allow the Lord to work inside of your life, the closer you're going to get to him. Amen. And the deeper the manifestation of his spirit can be inside of your life, amen, the richer the fruits can become. The more plentiful the fruits can become on the branch, the more that you yield and abide in the vine. And you allow his life, the divine life, to work inside of your life. At first, your branch It's a dead stick like Aaron's rod. Yeah, you are bringing forth bitter fruits or no fruits at all. But now through justification, you grafted in now. And now his divine life, the sap starts to work. Amen. And you start seeing a little bit of something coming to life. Justification. Keep going. You find that life spreads further inside of that branch. And now it gets into everything. And you find, hey, it's starting to bring forth some leaves. You know, something's taking place. Actually, life inside of here now. And let that branch just keep staying there and just drawing on the vine. Just drawing, just letting the vine keep pouring forth its glory and its goodness and its virtue. The next thing you're going to see, the fruits are going to start coming forth. Amen. And it's going to start bringing forth the rich and lovely fruits. And there was nothing that branch had to do except to yield to the life that's in the vine. Just to stay, just to abide in the vine. And then it starts to bring forth much fruits. And it's limitless how far that can go in a believer's life. The more you can yield, the more you can submit, the more he can manifest his glory, the more his fruits can be expressed, the more his spirit can work and become more and more real. And then it's going to be, you know, today it was 80% Wilmore and 20% God. And next week it's now a 50-50 proposition. Yeah, and then the next week it's 10% Wilmore and it's 90% God. And then something breaks forth. That's what he says. If you keep waiting there, do all Holy Ghost believers speak in tongues? That's the question he's asking. Because for someone to speak in tongues, friends, genuine tongues, it's 100% God, 0% a believer. Because how can you say something that you don't even understand? Yes, amen. You can't. It's absolutely just the Spirit of God speaking through you. Now, it doesn't mean he hasn't done it before. He has, when you were testifying, when you were praying, when you were preaching, whatever your ministry, your calling is. God, you will have found it would have spoken purely through you. When you were in the Spirit, God would have perfectly spoken through you. That it wasn't you. But now you just get into an experience where God is like showing, look, my friend, I'm going to show you something here. Like with the prophet, this is not you. You don't even know what you're saying. Amen. You don't even know who you're praying for. Amen. That I'm praying, the Holy Ghost himself is absolutely making intercession through you. Amen. So he finishes off and he says, now, what is speaking in tongues? He speaks about that. And finally he says, now, I do believe this, that sometime another, that a spirit-filled person. So first you have to be spirit-filled. Mm-hmm. Now first you've got to really have the Holy Ghost in you. Amen. That lays under the altar of God will speak in tongues. Now, I know many believers, especially from the backgrounds, they get scared with those kind of things. I've seen it because we're all scared of things that we don't understand. But friends, if this with the prophet saying, the more you yield, the more can God can use you in that kind of a way. Think of justification. Was it not the sweetest experience in your life? Amen. That work of the Holy Ghost, when you just allowed him in. What about sanctification? When God comes and speaks to you and you really get in the Spirit and he does something inside you, changes your attitude. Amen. Now, you had a bad attitude. You come to church, you had made up your mind, you're going to fix this person, do this, that, and the other. And then the Holy Ghost gets into the Word and the Word ministers to you. And it transforms the way that you think about a situation. Amen. And you come out of there feeling completely different. It's so sweet. How about the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Is there anything as sweet as that? Is it anything as sweet as being in the Spirit? You know, so if someone speaks in tongues, it's just the next stage the prophet is saying of a person being yielded and the Holy Ghost being able to work just so sweetly through a person. There's nothing to fear in any of the gifts of the Spirit. There's nothing to fear as long as things are done in order, as long as the flesh doesn't get involved. Well, the prophet says, look, Satan can baptize you with his spirit as well. You can also speak in tongues. He says, I've seen it happen many times with witch doctors and that. So, no, that's the other side. But if you fully yielded when he's answering the question, he's saying, you now have moved from the brazen altar justification. You've moved through the laver. You've been sanctified. You now have moved into the sanctuary, baptism of the Holy Ghost. You're walking in the light of the candlesticks. You're anointed now. You're dressed right. You're ministering for the Lord. As you keep going deeper and deeper beyond the golden altar, you come within the veil. Now you come directly in the presence of the Shekinah. He says, you stay there long enough, things are going to start happening inside of your life. Now you don't go seeking for that. We're not Pentecostal people like that. No person ever seeks for that, but he's answering the question. He says, I do believe this, that sometime or another, that a spirit-filled person that lays under the altar of God will speak with tongues. It says, let me not get away from a great gift that God has given. I believe that a spirit-filled man or woman or a child that lives under the altar of God. You see, that's when we now we take it back to new ministry. All the church needs a step closer. Amen. And more of a consecrated life. And then you're going to move from just the Spirit getting into your preaching and you'll get to speak to this mountain. You see, it's just the next stage in the covenant. Amen. It's just the next progression God wants to take you inside of your life. He's always wanted to do it. He always wants to manifest through his children. He always wants, Father, glorify your son that your son may glorify you. Amen. You know, he wants to be glorified inside. But he's going to have to use you, put his glory in you so that you can glorify him. But it's just unlimited how far you can go as a believer, saints. And the key to it all is yielding. And especially now when you bring this to prayer. Because like the prophet, they're speaking of tongues, making intercession. The Spirit making intercession with words that cannot be understood, yeah? Amen. Friend, that is the ultimate of yielding. That's the ultimate when a person is God in the spirit of prayer. That God himself can just speak to himself through you. That God himself can speak to the Lord of the harvest through you. To send laborers forth into the harvest. Now, he continues on saying, a person can speak in tongues. Maybe you're an English-speaking person, and you speak in English. He says, no, you speak your own language. But God has got so much in the language that you don't know why you're saying that. Amen. It's absolutely God speaking through you in your language. Amen. That's speaking in tongues. It's tongues to another person who can't understand English, the prophet says. But to you, you perfectly understand it. But you can get so yielded, friends. And that is why our thought was just on the spirit of prayer. Amen. You know that for us to be able to pray tonight, anything that will get a hold of God, it's going to need him to pray through us. Amen. It's going to need us to be in the spirit of prayer. For our prayer meetings to ever get anywhere further, it's going to need more and more of us to come to the prayer meetings in the spirit of prayer. Amen. Because the more people that are coming already in the spirit of prayer, friends, imagine where you're going to end up at. You know, imagine if you already come, you prayed up, you know, the Lord's close to you, been walking softly before the Lord the whole day, seeking opportunity to seek his face at every opportunity, trying to keep everything under the blood. Oh, then you come now to the house of the Lord. Then a certain request is put. And you take that upon your heart. And the Lord is so near. It doesn't take you 5 seconds to get into the spirit of that request. And then away that you go. And then that fire that you catch, the person next to you knows something's happening here. This is different prayer than me praying. You coming like Brother George the first time at our prayer meeting in Zimbabwe, you saying you're our Father which art in heaven and all that. And another person next to you is praying in the spirit. You're soon going to be quickened inside of your own soul. Amen. If you're a believer, you're going to feel that challenge inside of yourself to say, but hey, wow, I want to be able to pray like that. Amen. Now friends, there's no mystery to it. The secret is in yielding to the Spirit. Yes. The secret is in persevering. Amen. That if you're not in the spirit of prayer, start now. Amen. You may not be able to pray long at first, but don't give up. Even if you just pray 1 minute and you run out of things to say and everybody else keeps on praying, that's okay. Get your breath again. Pray another minute after that. Amen. It might be 2 minutes the second time that you pray. Amen. Then finally, the third time, you may break forth into something. And then when you find everybody else starts to stop praying, say, hey, I wish people had just given us more time to pray. Amen. Because now you've got yourself in the spirit of prayer. Amen. And to finish it off, the prophet, he speaks about that girl, that young lady in the insane asylum. When he was called to go, please, can you go and pray for this lady? You know, she's been taken there. She's got a, you know, she's been there for some time. And he went there and he found this well-dressed young lady. And he didn't think she was the one. And she was the one that had been admitted. And the prophet spoke to her and she told about her past and what she had been through. And she had been admitted. And then the prophet says, but surely you don't want to be here. Surely you want to go here and you want to be, you know, a wife to somebody and a mother to your children one day. And she said, of course I desire that. But I don't know what am I supposed to do. And the prophet led her now to the Lord and said, come, let's pray. And then she got on her knees and she prayed that 30-second prayer, you know, that kind of prayer. And the prophet was praying next to her, and the prophet was really getting it, and then she stopped. And then she got up. And the prophet says, what's up? She says, I feel better. I think I'll be okay now. And the prophet says, no. Kneel down again. Let's continue to pray. And the second time now she prayed, she got tears in her cheeks and whatever. And she got up and she said, I think I'll be okay. She said, no, 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 just keep on praying. And the prophet says, me, I was really praying. And then he said, something got into her prayer. And now she got a hold of the Lord. Now it was the prayer of faith. Now she got in the spirit of prayer. Now she wrestled with God like Jacob and Peniel. She prevailed with God and overcame. And this time now when she got up, she said, Brother Branham, something's happened. And the prophet says, now you can see something had happened. Oh, then he said, you'll be all right now, sister. And they discharged her whatever the next day or the day after that. But it shows, persevere in prayer. Especially you young people, to really understand the blessing and the glory of prayer. Now, don't give up too easily. Now, Satan's going to bring a lot of things. The prophet says you have to break through the sound barrier. Like the airplane when it wants to break the speed of sound. It vibrates, there's resistance, and then it breaks through. Then that's exactly the way that it is. The Bible says, submit yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. That's yielding yourself. And resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Amen. So as you're yielding in prayer, these are saying, Satan, you're lying to me. Get out of here in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, and then your thoughts are starting to trouble you. Abraham, when the covenant was made, and he put all those beasts, remember, on the altar, and the pillar of fire went through there. What is Abraham's job? To keep the vultures, the fowls, off the sacrifice. Amen. You know, to keep, hey, Satan, get off here. You know, until things could kick into the place that they're supposed to be. And friends, as we come to prayer, everyone of us is at a different place this evening. Amen. Some people are absolutely 100% Greg, 0% God as we start here. In fact, maybe they're 110% Greg and minus 10 God, because it's been a serious bad day. That's okay. Things can start changing and will start changing the moment you get on your knees and you start getting serious. Amen. But don't expect miracle results within the next 5 minutes. Amen. Persevere. When Elijah needed the rain, he already had heard the sound, you know, in the vision that there's going to be rain. He had to go and intercede 7 times, sending the young man to go and say, says, no, I don't see anything. And he put his head between his knees again. He interceded with God. And then finally the young man says, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. And Elijah said, go and tell the king to head off quickly because I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. It just needs that. As a believer, let's not accept defeated lives. Amen. Let's not accept prayerless lives. Amen. Let's not accept lives that when you're reading your Bible, you're falling asleep. Mm. Let's not accept fruitless lives. Amen. Let's not accept lives where we need to go quite a few chapters back in our spiritual diaries to find the last place that the Lord is really real to us. Let's not leave it at that, friends. Under this covenant, God's glory is waiting for you. He wants to reveal himself to you and in you and through you. You his child, you his father. But he needs you and I to come into his presence. He needs you and I to lay in his presence. He needs you and I to yield to his presence. Then whatever his anointing has come to achieve, it'll start to achieve it inside of your life. If you've come with guilt, he'll justify you once again. If you've come here and you've got troubled mind because of so many things of the world, he'll come and sanctify you as you seek his face. If you come saying, Lord, I'm thirsty for your glory, your power in my witness again, he'll come with a baptism to quicken you once again. And if you've come here and you're walking with the Lord saying, Lord, I just want to put myself in your hands, your will be done, what you want me to pray about, maybe he's going to come and lay a burden upon you. And maybe you'll be praying for things that you don't even understand what you're praying for. But it's not you. It's the Holy Ghost interceding through you. So friends, the spirit of prayer is such an important thing. And this age is such an enemy to it. Because it's a lukewarm age. You know, it's an age we need nothing. No, let's take it easy. And you're, no, friends, let's never give in to the spirit of this age. We are children of the King. We're children of the covenant. And we want to see him glorified in and through us. So as we come to pray, whatever stage that you're at, let's seek the Lord to move us along this evening. Amen. But don't stop there. When you get home, some more. Amen. When you get up tomorrow, keep on moving. And you find it doesn't take very long until God will give you such a spirit of prayer once again. Let's stand, saints. Let's come to pray. We have these requests. Let's not forget. Thank you, Brother Jose, Sister Noella. They're not well. Brother Jose is also traveling back to Congo next week. Let's pray for him and for the Lord to bless his business there. Sister Julie is at work. And then we also want to pray for the building committee. We met this last week. We'll speak about it on Sunday, what we discussed and what came from there. But we'd really like to say, saints, please, let's pray for every single person, all that's being discussed and all that's being done, for the Lord to go before, that we may be the branch to bring forth his fruit in this season. Let's just really pray for these things tonight. Let's ask Brother Jess to lead us in one chorus. And let's come before the Lord in prayer, whatever the Lord has laid upon your heart. Show me the way here.
Oh Lord, show me the way. Please, Lord, I need you to show me the way.
let's sing one song and then we'll ask Brother Tendai, would you come please to dismiss us in prayer, bro? Thank you so much.
Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you.
Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed.
Take me back, dear Jesus.
Take me back,
dear Lord, to the place where I first received you.
Take me back,
dear Lord, where I first believed.
Lydia put a prayer request here. It's not one that we pray for very often in Ireland. It's a good request, though. She said, could we please pray for rain for the crops? Because the farmers are crying for rain. You know, it's been such a dry spell. You see all the fields. They're not going very well. Now, it's not an easy one to pray for because we like this weather. But may the Lord's will be done. May he help saints. You know, because nature is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And the prophet says, you'll come a time, you'll say, brother, I give you rain. So may the Lord answer that one. As we ask our brother to come and pray for us. Let's remember Brother Jose, Sister Noella, and Sister Julie at work. And whatever else the Lord puts on your heart. God bless you, brother.
Let us pray.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus, yes. Father, we come before the throne of grace this evening. Lord Jesus, Father, thanking you, Father, for yet another day, Father. Father, some time in your presence, Lord Jesus. Father God, a time to consecrate ourselves, Lord Jesus. Father, before thee, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for speaking to us in a mighty way. Lord Jesus, that, oh Father, how it is so needful, Lord Jesus. Father, to yield ourselves, Lord Jesus. Father, unto you, Lord Jesus. Father, that you can work through us, Lord Jesus. Father God, may you help us, Father, just to be even like Isaiah, Lord. Father God, after he was in your presence, Lord, Father, he was able to say, Lord, send me, Lord, Father. Father, when you said, whom can we send, Lord Jesus? Father God, he was able, Father, to set himself aside, Father, that through you, Father, Father, he was able to say, send me, Lord Jesus. Father, may we be like Paul, Lord Jesus. Father, after all the learning which he had done, Lord, Father, but after meeting you, Lord Jesus, on the way to Damascus, Lord. Father God, he was able to be used of you, Lord Jesus. Father God, he was able, Father, even to be a vessel unto all the Gentiles, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, you are so mighty and so true, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your mercy and grace, Lord Jesus. May you always undertake for us, Lord Jesus. Father, the prayer requests which have been given, Lord Jesus. Father, the sister, Father, who's not feeling well, Lord Jesus. Father God, your word says, Father, you are more than able, Father, to heal, Lord Father. Father, you are Jehovah Rapha. You can heal all the diseases, Lord Jesus. Father God, the sister at work, Lord Father. Even those who did not manage, Lord Father, but are so desiring to be here, Lord Father. Father God, may you be with them, Father God. Because as long as the desire is there, Lord Father, Father, we know, Father God, they might, oh Father, they have been desiring, Lord Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord Jesus, even the other requests which have been given, Lord Jesus, may you address each and every need, Father. Those which have not been shared, Father God, may you still, Father God, undertake, Father, because you can discern, Father, into the thoughts, Father, even those, Father, requests which have not given, Lord Jesus, Father, may you address them, Lord Jesus. Father God, even as we leave this place, Lord Father, may you protect us on the byways and highways, Lord Jesus. Father God, more so important, Lord Father. May you help us to stay in your presence, Lord Jesus. Father God, the devil is not happy, Father, after such, Father, a time with you, Lord Jesus. Father, may you always be with us, Lord Jesus. Even, Father, the different requests, Father, even the building, Father, which we are looking into, Father, you're always to able to provide, Lord Father. Father, Jehovah Jireh, Lord Jesus, may you be with us, Father. Father, as we, Father God, embark on this journey, Lord Jesus. Father God, we pray, Father, as we go, Father, till we meet again, Father God, may you be with us, Lord Jesus. Be with every brother and every sister, Lord. Father, even the bride of Christ, Lord Father, we pray and commit everything into your hands. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Let's sing one as you dismiss, saints. Let's sing that song. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus.